Good evening, listeners, and welcome to the Mac Corp Daily Podcast. And this is for Tuesday, the 29th of September, 2020. And this is for ASX resource stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher. And this is an information podcast only. Please read our disclaimer on our podcast page. Overall, a good day for the ASX resource sector. There were 551 ASX resource stocks that traded today with a share price of 1 cent or higher, and that's up from 542 yesterday. Of the 551 ASX resource stocks that traded today, there were 235 with gains. That's up from 196 yesterday. There were 146 with no gains. That's up from 141 yesterday. And there are 170 with a loss, and that's down from 205 yesterday. So positive stats there, and nice to see the amount of losses well below 200 today. Let's look at the volume. The volume is up to 2.16 billion today, and that's down from, that's up from 1.51 billion yesterday. Therefore, the average volume has increased to 3.92 million, and that's up from an average of 2.79 million yesterday. The average gain loss is an average gain today. The average gain is 1.12%, and that's up from 0.74% yesterday. So all the stats are very positive today. Let's continue the positives with the best performing top five ASX resource stocks for today, which were at number one, we have Admiralty Resources, ASX code ADY, and it had a percentage gain of 58.33% today. At number two, we have Anson Resources Limited, ASX code ASN. It had a positive gain of 39.13% today. At number three, we have Piedmont Lithium Limited, ASX code PLL, and it had a percentage gain of 38.18% today. At number four, we have New Energy Gas Limited, ASX code NGY, and it had a percentage gain of 33.33% today. And rounding off at number five is Ioneer Limited, ASX code INR, and it had a percentage gain of 30% today. Just want to highlight that three of the top five best performing ASX resource stocks today are involved with lithium. So that's a big positive sign for the battery metal lithium. All right, let's continue today's stats, and we'll look at the best performing commodities, which lithium, being obvious, was the best performing today. Also performing well were iron ore, gold, copper, nickel, cobalt, and oil and gas, all performing well today. The highest traded stock, the same as yesterday, it's MRG Metals Limited, ASX code MRQ, and 14.63% of the company was traded today, and that's up from 9.45% traded yesterday. Let's look at the project locations. The most successful or the best performing project locations today were both located in Western Australia, and they were Pilbara and also Kalgoorlie, both performing well. As far as the top 20, looking at the spend of the top 20 over the last 12 months, of staff admin percentage versus project spend percentage, and the average is at 51%. That's up from 46% yesterday. So effectively what that means is of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today, on average they're spending 51% on staff admin and 49% on projects. Let's look at the ERP statistics for today. There were 142 ASX resource stocks that traded today with a share price of 1 cent or higher that use an ERP software solution, and that's down from 144 yesterday. The average gain loss is at an average gain at 0.67% average, and that's up from 0.30% average yesterday. Volume is also up. It's up to just over 410 million, and that's up from 388 million yesterday. And of the, let's look at the top 20 as far as the staff admin percentage over the last 12 months versus project spend percentage, and it's at 46%, so slightly lower than the general one of 51%. So effectively what that means is of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today that use an ERP software solution, they're spending an average of 46% on staff admin over the last 12 months and 54% on projects. Of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today, two of them are using an ERP software solution. All right, let's look at the overview of the best performing ASX resource stock today, which was Admiralty Resources, ASX code ADY. They have a number of projects, advanced projects in Chile in South America, and that's predominantly in iron ore, and they also have projects in WA and Northern Territory, Australia, in base metals and battery metals. Let's look at the project spend and staff admin spend over the last 12 months. On staff admin, they've spent, on projects, they've spent 298,000 in the last 12 months. And on staff admin, they've spent 685,000. So effectively, that equates to 70% of money available over the last 12 months was spent on staff admin and 30% spent on projects. As far as money in the bank, this is excluding any recent or up-and-coming capital raise, and there's $103,000 in the bank. As far as their market cap, it closed at $22 million today. They have just over 1.15 billion shares on offer. Their share price closed at 1.9 cents today, and that's up at the beginning of 2020. It was up from 0.08 of a cent. So more than 100% gain there for shareholders. Let's look at the top 20 shareholder percentage and directors. And together, they collectively own in excess of 79% of the company. So a very strong top 20 loyal shareholding along with the directors. Again, that's just over 79% of the company owned with the top 20 and directors. That now concludes our overview of the best performing ASX resource stock today, which was Admiralty Resources, ASX code ADY. And thanks again for listening. We hope you've gained some insights into the ASX resource sector. And thanks again for listening and enjoy your evening. Good night.